All right. And once again, it's so good to have Sister Amber, who's going to be speaking to us in just a few moments. We love and appreciate Sister Amber and her family. I just finished telling her a moment ago how that we've all gone through some serious tests and trials. But Sister Amber, we're still standing, and the Lord still has his hand upon us. Thank you, Jesus. And with that said, Sister Amber, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, thank you, Brother Vic. This is such a blessing and an honor. And the Lord has carried us through so many trials, but Jesus is faithful. He's so faithful. And I'd like to just say, praise the Lord, church. And I give honor to my pastor and Sister Clark. I love you so much. And the elders and leadership, and all my brothers and sisters in the Lord, I am forever indebted to my church for all the prayers and all the love. I hope that what I have to share will be a blessing to someone, as all the devotions have been a strength and encouragement to me. What the Lord has laid on my heart is love, the long suffering of love. And love doesn't suffer long for suffering's sake. It suffers long for our sake, so we can become what God has created us to be. And I remember our Pastor Clark's message, tell your heart to beat again. And Brother Vic's message, return to your first love. These messages are important to me because I heard them as the Lord speaking to me himself. These messages were preached almost 4 years ago, when my kids and I first came to church from the Conquer Church. Remember like it was yesterday when we walked through the doors of Truth Church. It was a Wednesday night, excuse me, and I knew that we were home. Without sharing our thoughts, Daniel felt exactly the same. Some would recommend visiting other churches before making a decision, but no. Proverbs speaks in 16:9, a man deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I know the Lord directed us to Pastor and Sister Clark for this reason. Jesus knew our lives. He knew. Jesus was there through every experience that is impossible to put into words. Jesus knew that we needed to experience his love. We were taken immediately in, and our healing began through the love extended through Brother and Sister Rao, Brother Vic, and Sister Miriam, and the Rao boys surrounding Gabriella constantly every day throughout the day. Pastor Clark's message was tell your heart to beat again. It was as if he spoke the things that were taking place within the last 24 hours. Before that message was preached, he began the teaching, speaking about things that as if he was right there in our home with us. And then he brought the encouragement and grabbed my spirit by preaching, tell your heart to beat again. Psalms 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. The Amplified puts healing their pain and comforting their sorrows. God says to us through his love, we can be made whole, and through his love, we can be made new, a heart to beat again with life and purpose. Things happen in life that can take the wind out of our sails, so to speak, possibly leading you to believe the lies that these negative experiences have spoken to you. But God speaks. God speaks truth and tenderly to us. Isaiah 40:1-2 speaks, comfort ye my people, says the Lord, says your God. Speak ye comfortably, or in other words, tenderly, to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord double for all her sins. Jesus is not condemning or hard and heavy. Our God is kind. God is love. Sister Clark comes to my heart with the law of kindness. She opened her mouth with, with wisdom and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Jesus has desired to love us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. There are people, places, and things, situations, and circumstances that we experience that can cause us to stumble or weary our zeal, our love to pursue after God as we did at first. This seems for me to be an ongoing battle for whatever reason. I don't know, church. I think the enemy is jealous of our love in God. God knows, and the battle belongs to the Lord. However, the same message continues to resound loud or in a soft voice, but yet crystal clear. To return to our first love, Revelation 2:4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. I know the Lord was reminding me through that message in the days where I would just sit in his presence, hours on end, 4 hours, reading the word out loud. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word. So through this, God was drawing me back into the presence of his love as I was at first. Jesus is calling us to sit at his feet and simply worship. Worship means to bow and kiss in the Hebrew and Greek. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our God paid the highest price that we may know pure and perfect love, that we would have fellowship in this love. All work of ministry hinge on this one power, and that is love. If we prophesy, if we speak in tongues, whatever work we do in his name, if we have not love, it is nothing. 1 John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I've experienced this with our pastor and Sister Clark and with everybody in our church, that we lay down our life one for another. In these times today, as the whole world will be looking for truth, and the truth only to be found in the one true living God, Jesus, Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. They will be looking for truth. This will be the power that will come from the unity of believers. John 13. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. If you're in a place where life has got you down, tell your heart to beat again and return to your first love in Jesus' name. That's all, Brother Vic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Amber. Thank you, thank you. This was powerful this morning, and thank you for opening your heart and sharing these personal experiences from your past. And once again, thank you for reminding us to return to our first love. I know that it's going to help many of our people. Again, thank you. Thank you, Sister Amber. Church, why don't we close with prayer right now and ask the Lord to bring us back to that first love for him and for the rest of our brothers and sisters. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Amber. We thank you for her family. We thank you for keeping your hand upon her throughout all these years and all the situations that we've gone through. Oh, but you love us, Lord Jesus, and you're teaching us how to love you and how to love each other. Thank you, Lord God. Help us to receive everything that Sister Amber has given to us from her heart, and help us to think and meditate on these things throughout this day. In the name of Jesus, and everyone said amen. With that said, church, we want to remind everyone that tonight we will be hearing from Brother Buxton at 7:15 p.m. on this same conference call. We look forward to seeing everyone back. Have a great day, and God bless you.